Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Thousands of graduates have been walking stages across the state this commencement season, hearing cheers and applause as they receive their diplomas. Earlier this month, at Mount Holyoke College, Cassie Dillon heard cheers too, but there was something else. She also heard some boos from the crowd. Dillon is a Republican and the founder of LoneConservative.com, a conservative student media platform targeted at millennials. And she had decorated her graduation cap with Trump-Pence stickers, National Rifle Association, Republican elephant stickers, and other symbols. And after graduation, Dillon took to Twitter and wrote a widely read thread that described how being booed at her graduation was the latest in a long line of what she says were 4 years of challenging experiences at Mount Holyoke, where she says she was often ridiculed and bullied for her conservative views. For example, Dillon posted an April 2018 op-ed in the Mount Holyoke News that took issue with right-wing female speakers that Dillon had invited to campus. The student op-ed writer observed, quote, "The college Republicans appear ridiculous. They voluntarily join this predominantly liberal community and form a mean-spirited, minuscule, masturbatory circle of vitriol aimed at perceived liberal slights," end quote. But the op-ed, however, did go on to call conservative viewpoints a positive addition to on-campus culture and said, quote, "The maintenance of healthy debate is the prerogative of the entire community." And it's interesting because on that last point, Cassie Dillon agrees. But she says her experience at Mount Holyoke leads her to believe that a healthy debate is not happening on campuses right now. And Cassie Dillon joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about exactly what happened at commencement when you heard those boos?
Sure. So when I was going to receive my diploma, I was expecting people to be looking at me because I had, you know, some political messages on my cap. And so as I'm walking across the stage, I hear some booing and it shocked me and I was confused. I was expecting looks. I wasn't really expecting a boo because it's graduation and it's, you know, it's a pretty big deal for people. And so I accepted my diploma and I shook hands with our college president and I walked off. And as I'm walking off to walk around to go back to my seat, in my head, I'm like, did that really just happen? And then I sat down. My family had texted me and told me, wow, I can't believe that just happened. And then I talked to some professors who were there afterwards and they apologized to me.
So can we just step back in time a little bit and kind of start at the beginning of your experience at Mount Holyoke? Is it a place that you always wanted to go before you became a student?
I picked Mount Holyoke because it was awesome and I thought it was a beautiful campus and I didn't expect to get into politics when I got there.
You didn't expect to get into politics, but did you identify as a conservative even before you became a student there?
I thought I was a conservative because my grandfather would talk to me a lot about politics. He listened to Rush Limbaugh and all of that, but I didn't really understand exactly what conservatism was, but I felt like I could identify with my grandfather. And I was a big Rand Paul fan. But so when I went to Mount Holyoke, I had an open mind for sure. I called myself a Republican.
So you get to campus. And I just wonder, your freshman year, like sort of what were your expectations? Did you think at all that, you know, being a Republican or a student who had some conservative views would become so central to your experience?
Absolutely not. I really didn't understand the whole leftist bias on campus, and that's because I didn't have any experience, or my family didn't have any experience with college. When I did get to campus, there was a big culture shock, and I enjoyed it. I was interacting with new people from all around the world. My roommate, my freshman year, she was from Kenya. I've never met anyone from Kenya before, so I thought that was really awesome, and I really loved how Mount Holyoke was so diverse and international. But then when I started taking classes, I definitely realized that conservatives were not only not welcome, but my professors just expected us to not be conservative.
Okay, so a couple questions there, if I could. So you said leftist bias. Specifically, what do you mean by that?
I mean that when you get into a classroom, your professors automatically assume that you aren't a conservative. So they'll make blanket statements that they just assume that you already agree with.
Did you ever speak up about that or say that you didn't agree? And what was the reaction?
I think the first time I spoke up was definitely in a history class where my professor made a statement about the Second Amendment saying that we're all interpreting wrong. It just means you can have a militia and that anyone that has an AR-15 only has the AR-15 so they could kill people, and that people who buy AR-15s are mentally ill. And I raised my hand and I said, look, my family has an AR-15 and none of us have ever killed anyone and we don't plan to and we're not mentally ill. I don't think we should be making these statements. And the professor at the time actually didn't combat what I said. She just stopped the discussion there and just went on with class.
Uh-huh.
She didn't even respond to me.
She didn't respond. Okay. But you weren't shut down, though. I mean, like, you were heard in that moment.
I was hurt in that moment. And definitely, I always think that my professors at Mount Holyoke have been really great to me. That's not the issue. The issue for me at Mount Holyoke has been the students.
Okay, so then tell me more about your interactions with your fellow students then.
I have to say that the people who make general statements about me and you know, attribute all these horrible ideas to me have never met me before. They've never talked to me. But instead, they just attack me online or shout things to me as I'm walking to class or if I'm sitting at the dining hall. So most of these people just don't know me. And I, you know, I wish during my 4 years that a lot of these students would have asked to maybe get coffee and get to know me better.
So, you know, what's interesting about that is I hear you saying that. And then I think, you know, if we took out the words conservative, right, and Trump and campus, exactly what you're saying, every single word that you're saying, I've heard, for example, African-Americans, Latino-Americans tell me that they wished that people would sit down with them and just get to know them and talk with them before, you know, shouting racial epithets to them on the street here in Boston, for example. So this call for just not making presumptions about folks and having conversations instead, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't like comparing the conservative issues in college campuses to the struggle of minorities. I think minorities get blanket statements made at them just because what they look like or what their race is or what language they speak. I think that's terrible. And I think the conservative side is, you know, they know who we are. It's a very small school. They know my beliefs. And so it's different. It's because I choose to believe those things and then people don't want to talk about it. So I think the minority struggle is definitely different and a lot worse.
I'm just trying to get to the heart of whether or not your concern is with, like you said, is it with your fellow students or the institution of Mount Holyoke as a whole? Because, you know, the overlap there is pretty strong. Like the Mount Holyoke is trying to create an educational environment, positive educational environment for all its students. Do you think it's doing that successfully?
I don't think it's doing that, but I think Mount Holyoke definitely used me as being a student to show that they had political diversity. And I say that because they wrote an article about me my junior year, and they posted it very briefly. It made a lot of students upset, and they called it the courage to be right. And I think they used me as being a conservative student to show to their alumni and to prospective students that they do have ideological diversity. And just because I'm there doesn't mean necessarily they do. And I do think that the administration went out of their way to make sure that I was treated very nicely by them. And each time there was student issues going on with me, they would note it. But, I mean, there wasn't much they could do because a lot of these people, I didn't know who they were. They would just shout things at me as I'm walking to class.
In your thread, you talk about some specific circumstances or specific moments in your time at Mount Holyoke. And I was just wondering if we could go through one or two of them. For example, what happened after you voted for Donald Trump in 2016? You talk about in the thread how you were harassed after that. What happened?
So actually, I co-sponsored the viewing party with the College Democrats in our campus center. And I didn't really want to go to this event because, you know, I thought Donald Trump was going to lose. And I thought my peers would make fun of me and be like, haha, we told you so. And my peers weren't very hostile before the election. I mean, yes, there was some hostility, but it wasn't anything as nearly as bad as it was afterwards. And so I went to the event. And during the event, I'm standing up to go look at the screen because I was in the side of the room. I couldn't really see it. And people were screaming at me, sit your, you know, down, just shouting at me, saying you're a bigot, you're a racist, all of this stuff. Each time I'm just standing up to go look at the screen. And then after the event, as I'm walking home, which was really late at night, like 2 or 3 in the morning after they were about to call it, I had people screaming at me. And then the next day, a lot of students didn't go to class. And as I'm walking to class, I'm getting people screaming at me. People are posting things on an old form called Yik Yak, which isn't in operation anymore, but it's an anonymous app that people would use. And people were threatening me, saying they wanted to beat me up. Can I punch her in the face? Saying things like that, and then tweeting at me. And so there's a lot of online harassment.
Did you reach out for help to Mount Holyoke?
Yeah, I definitely told my deans, but there was nothing that they could really do. There was a few people online who used their real name that were talked to and told to stop. But the problem with that was I definitely have thick skin. It didn't upset me. I mean, it was very upsetting, but I just kind of went through it like, okay, well, these people are being insensitive and they're being rude, but I can get through it. But it was when they started harassing my friends for being my friends that really actually got under my skin and actually upset me.
So I guess I keep kind of asking the same question in a multiplicity of ways, but I'm really trying to get to understand better. Like, I get it that you have thick skin, but did things escalate ever to a point, say, with your friends, where you were concerned and you went to Mount Holyoke, to the deans there, and did you ever request any action be taken?
I had several meetings with the deans, and like I said, the deans didn't really know what they could do about it because a lot of it was anonymous. But the deans always reached out and said, if you need any support, we're here for you, we can help you. But again, there's not much they can do. But during that time, after the election, a lot of colleges across the campus, or across the nation, including mine, were sending out emails telling students, hey, we have these resources if you need it. We're going to fight anti-racism and all of this stuff. But never did they include political ideology. So they have all these new standards talking about, hey, if you break any of these rules, if you be hateful towards any of these groups, we're going to take action. And I don't, like I said earlier, I don't think being conservative is definitely in the same league as, you know, getting racism towards you. But I think they should have stressed more in the campus-wide emails. And then they also had a hate bias form. They should have definitely included in there that you shouldn't be making fun of students because of what political party they're in.
Mm-hmm. You know, there is so much ugliness in American politics right now. And to be honest with you, Cassie, I think some of the ugliest stuff comes from President Trump. I mean, you said that you had originally supported Carly Fiorina in the Republican primaries. I mean, do you remember when then-candidate Trump, you know, was making really terrible comments about Fiorina's appearance, you know, saying, look at that face, would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that being the face of our next president? I mean, really, folks, come on, are we serious? I mean, do you remember that?
I absolutely remember that. Yeah. And that really upset me. I didn't like Trump at all during the beginning of the primaries. I thought he was crazy. I remember the first time I listened to one of his speeches, I was like, what is this guy even talking about? But when I got closer to where I realized that he was getting the nomination, honestly, I picked the better of two evils. And I was hoping that Trump would, you know, elect or nominate a really conservative Supreme Court justice. And I was hoping that he would be pro-Israel. And he did for those two things. So I got everything I wanted for my vote. And I don't think it's going as bad as most people thought it would.
I suppose there's a lot of debate over that. I mean, the reason why I asked you that question is, how do you think we can move forward as a nation to have better conversations with each other if the president of the United States very frequently is the source of some of the ugliest and most hateful language and rhetoric on, you know, a weekly, if not daily basis?
Well, yeah, I do think that he says some things that are definitely rude, but I think that he gets a lot of hate as well. So I think it's hate versus hate. And I think that everyone needs to settle down a little bit and try to have real conversation. And I think the difference with that and what happened to me is that people know that Trump is saying these things, and people know that people are saying things about Trump. A lot of people don't know what college conservatives go through. And my whole thing is, I'm not trying to be a victim. I don't want people to feel sorry for me, but I do want to share my story and let people know that this is happening, especially for college students who are conservative that are about to go to college, or even their parents to know what's going on.
Yeah. So how would you describe what your conservative values are today?
That's the loaded question.
I don't mean it to be loaded.
I know it.
Yeah, I suppose I should have asked you that earlier, right? But when you describe yourself as a conservative, what exactly are you saying?
The main thing for me is free speech. And I think we're seeing a lot of issues with that lately, people interpreting it wrong and thinking free speech means you're free from repercussions too, and that's just not the case. And then I'm also very fiscally conservative. So when the Trump administration is putting tariffs out, I really dislike them trying to be against free trade. So that's definitely a criticism I have of the Trump administration. I'm also pro-life, and I am very pro-Israel. So I'm really happy with some of the things the administration has been doing for my values. But obviously, there's a lot more than just those issues that are important to me.
A lot more. So give me a couple more things.
I'm definitely, I want criminal justice reform, which is something that I agree with my peers a lot on, especially on campus. I'm not hugely pro-marijuana, but I do think that marijuana should be decriminalized in states. I think that would help a lot with prison issues we're having. I mean, there's a lot of different topics, and I'm kind of at a loss for words.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot.
Tell me everything.
I can tell you my thinkers that I definitely look up to.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, Ben Shapiro, he's definitely somebody I look up to. I look up to Rand Paul. And then my number one idol in person, I can't wait to see president one day because I'm convinced she will be, is Nikki Haley.
Current UN ambassador. So to get back to your campus experience, I mean, what advice would you have for colleges and universities around the country about the experience that conservative students have on campus?
I think they should try making their colleges have more ideological debate and diversity. The editorial board at the Harvard Crimson actually just put out an editorial saying that they should have more conservative professors being hired because it would help them get a better education. And I think it's really telling that the conservative, or that just students, and they're not conservative, students in general pushing that, I think that's really telling that they're doing it and the administration isn't. So in my advice to colleges is you should try promoting ideological diversity because college is an island and you're supposed to be preparing these students to go out in the real world.
Well, Cassie Dillon is a member of the Mount Holyoke Class of 2018, and she's also founder of LoneConservative.com. Cassie, it was very, very good to talk with you. Thank you so very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.